Joseph Snyder manages Infinite Vapor. It has 11 shops across the Midwest. Snyder runs the Eastside Madison store. He says business is brisk and the industry is quickly expanding.
When we came here in Madison, there were 3 vape shops. There's now 7, and it's only 3 months later.
Snyder says Infinite Vapor appeals mainly to tobacco smokers who want to quit. However, some companies don't want any association with traditional tobacco cigarettes, referring to them as analog or old school in a digital age.
And obviously, e-cigarettes, they're a huge thing. They're set to overtake traditional analog cigarettes within the next 2 years, and I firmly believe that's going to happen.
Another brick-and-mortar vape shop in Madison is capitalizing on the e-cigarette craze. Aiden Rickle owns Mad Vapor. He says sales have tripled the past several months with a wide range of customers.
The demographic I've seen the most of, surprisingly, is 30 to 50 years old. I don't get a whole lot of the younger crowd. I even get some people as old as 80 through the door.
The Food and Drug Administration has proposed regulations for e-cigarettes that would prohibit sale to minors and require disclosure to the government what ingredients make up the liquid inside e-cigarettes. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.